Narnie Webbers, we have a director. It's real. By the way, welcome to Talking Beasts. This is Glumpuddle.
Hi, I'm Dot.
And we're, for the first time, going off the beaten path with a bi-weekly kind of format. We're still going to do the Silver Chair Reading Group recap on May 15th as planned, but we couldn't wait that long to talk about Joe Johnston, basically. We have a director!
Yay!
This is the Silver Chair is a real thing. We don't have a release date yet, oddly enough. That's what'll really make it feel real, but this is obviously a huge, huge step. By the way, Joe Johnston, don't forget that T. It's not Johnson, Joe Johnston. Dot, tell us about your initial, as the moderator of General Movie Discussion, what's your initial reaction when you heard it was Joe Johnston?
My initial reaction was, wait, who is that? And then I looked up his IMDb page and realized I had seen some of his stuff, and I'm actually okay with him doing it. Like, I don't know what adaptation-wise it's going to look like, but I'm pretty sure I will enjoy the movie.
Yeah, I would say probably the same thing. I mean, my first reaction was, oh, I totally heard that name. I saw, Captain America. Then I thought of The Rocketeer, even though I only just watched Rocketeer a few days ago. And then I remembered, wait a second, he did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which was a childhood favorite of mine. I haven't seen it in a long time. I don't know if it's actually good or not, but I know I liked it a lot when I was little. So it was just weird to think of all the years I've been watching that movie, not knowing that, oh, he's going to do a Narnie movie someday. But but more importantly, what are Narnie Webbers doing right now? I know according to the homepage poll, let me click over there right now. And if you go to the narnieweb.com homepage, scroll down on the bottom right, you'll see an opinion poll just asking, how do you feel about Joe Johnston directing The Silver Chair? So far, we have 60% saying probably a good choice, 18% saying perfect with two exclamation points, and 17% say, not sure how they feel. So basically, definitely leaning positive. So about 80% of Narnie Webbers would have a positive reaction. What are they saying in the forum, though, specifically?
Mostly it's positive. NarniaFan7 says, right now I'd say I'm feeling mostly positive about this choice. I don't know if he's a fan of the book or not. I just hope he respects and understands the book and what makes it special, or at the very least have a passion for the story as its own thing.
Yeah, which we don't know much about right now, and obviously, don't forget to submit questions to Joe. You can submit, if you log on, go to the Narnie Web homepage and just click on that story, submit questions to Joe Johnston. He's taking questions. He's going to record a video response to them soon. But we don't really haven't really heard from him at all. So we don't know, has he read the books and what are his views on that or anything? So, we'll see how he'll approach it as an adaptation. Now, what else have we got in the forum?
Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm not sure how you like this pronounced.
Adeona, maybe?
Adeona, I think. Adeona says, at first, I was just excited about the announcement in general and moderately pleased that the Silver Chair will share directors with Captain America, the First Avenger. That movie was well done and definitely quality, if not as good as The Winter Soldier. I've never seen Jumanji, but from what I've heard, it's at least creative and unusual.
Yeah, so looking at his past movies, very similar to Andrew Adamson, where he started out in visual effects, but he has a lot more experience than Andrew Adamson. I mean, so this guy basically designed the Millennium Falcon. That's not a bad thing to have on your resume. He also designed Boba Fett's armor, and he actually has a couple cameos in the original Star Wars trilogy. Then he also did Raiders of the Lost Ark. He was a producer on Willow. He did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Rocketeer, Jumanji, October Sky, Jurassic Park 3, Hidalgo, The Wolfman, and of course, most recently, Captain America, The First Avenger. So which of these have you seen?
I've seen Captain America, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, The Rocketeer, and I just watched Jumanji for the first time yesterday.
Okay. So which of those, which of those would you say is your favorite?
Captain America.
Okay. And you just watched that the other day again, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what do you like about Captain America? And is there anything about his directing style you could kind of comment on?
It's a good story. I like the way it flows. There is a lot of flash and bang because it's a superhero movie, but it also has some good, quiet, more character-driven moments.
Yeah.
Which is what I like. Like, I like most of the Captain America movies because they tend to have those quieter moments.
Uh-huh.
This was like the fifth or sixth time I had seen Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid a bit more attention to things like color and lighting than story.
Mm-hmm.
One very interesting thing I noted was that the only thing brighter than the American flag is the Tesseract.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So what does that symbolize? What does that mean?
Well, Captain America.
Yeah, I enjoyed Captain America. One thing that's interesting about that is it's an example of something where I'm sure Joe wasn't just given complete, I would assume, wasn't given complete free rein to do whatever he wanted, because it's a Marvel property, and so there's certain things he can and can't do.
Yeah.
So he's used to working with, just working with other people that have final say, where he's not necessarily the final decision, and that may be a thing with Douglas Gresham. I think Douglas Gresham is very, very intent on retaining control of the script and not letting it get out of hand. So he's going to have to tolerate Gresham kind of poking around. And so I think that'd be kind of my takeaway from Captain America.
Okay.
I mean, when I think of Joe Johnston, I do think of a certain style. I think retro, basically. That's probably why he was hired for Captain America. I think of The Rocketeer, definitely, has a retro, 1930s serial kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, even. It kind of has the feel a little bit of sort of, I mean, for obvious reasons, I immediately think of The Incredible Shrinking Man or something like that. But it kind of has that simple Hollywood tricks kind of approach to it. It kind of reminds me of that B sci-fi movie era of Hollywood. He also has experience working with child actors. Obviously, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Jumanji. So that's a very specific skill for a director to have, is being able to work with child actors. I hope that's not the only reason he was hired, I would say. Oh, this guy can work with visual effects. This guy has experience working with child actors. Sure, he can get it shot. Hopefully they hired him because he's got good ideas for the story.
One would hope, yes.
Which, by the way, if you go to NarniWeb.com, again, we have the link to the little two-minute video I made of his career and overview. And he tells the story of, for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that was his first directing job, and they offered it to him because they were in a bind. They had to fire the previous director just a few weeks before shooting. And they showed him the script, and he said, well, he basically just gave him a list of all these things he would change, thinking they would say no. And they said, sure, we want to do it your way. Let's go. He had all these ideas about cutting characters and doing this and that, so that's how he got into directing, ultimately.
Huh.
So I thought that was pretty cool. What else have we got in the discussion forum?
Ann Hoon says, the important thing to consider when analyzing a director's resume is to look at films that have similarity to Narnia. Most importantly, do they get the concept of truth in fantasy? Most of Apted's best works were biography or documentary. His one foray into fantasy, because James Bond is essentially fantastical, proved that he considered truth and fantasy to be mutually exclusive constructs.
Huh. And then she goes, then goes on to point out that, Joe has a history of doing, sort of realistic, meaningful character development, and especially with the David McGee script, looking kind of optimistic. So I think I was maybe, I'm trying to remember, because Ann Hoon mentions Michael Apted. Do you remember what your reaction was when Michael Apted was hired as the director for Voyage of the Dawn Treader?
I think the only thing I had seen that he had done was Gorillas in the Mist and Amazing Grace.
Uh-huh.
They were both good, but they're like not my favorites. But right. He seemed an odd choice for a fantasy film.
Yeah, which I like odd choices. I'll say this about Joe Johnston. He's a very safe choice.
Right.
He's the one you would kind of expect that, he's done visual effects. He's done some fantasy stuff. He's done the franchise thing. And he's worked with child actors. Sure. So in that sense, he's a very safe choice, I guess. Doesn't mean it's going to be great, but it's sort of the safe way to go. I think Apted and probably Andrew Adamson to some extent, too, were a little more, because Andrew Adamson had, no, he'd done Shrek 1 and 2. He'd never done a live-action film before.
Yeah.
So that was sort of, that's an interesting choice. And I remember feeling really excited about Andrew Adamson. And, of course, Joe Johnston seems very kind of similar to that. Looking at his YouTube channel, I was happy to see, he again, used some of this in the two-minute overview video, but he talks about what he looks for in a movie and how he really doesn't want it to be just spectacle. He wants it to be something more. Maybe teach you something,
Yeah.
And so that was kind of comforting. Of course, that's easy to say, but you know, we're that was obviously really good to hear. What else we got in the forum?
The Rose Tree Dryad says, my ideal scenario is that McGee's script is brilliant and that he and Johnston will be something of a Narnian dream team with McGee bringing the storytelling chops and Johnston delivering on the aesthetic.
Interesting. I was just talking to Twigs a few days ago about what does a director do? Some people ask the question, well, I mean, isn't it basically the script? I mean, once you've got the script, isn't that basically it? What does the director do besides make sure it's in focus? I've been trying to kind of narrow that down. That might be a good, someone wants to submit that question to Joe Johnston, by the way, that might be a good one. In your own words, what does the director do? But it's just basically, there's 100 different ways you could film anything. If we were to film, you know, the story of us having a conversation, if there was a script of this conversation right now, basically,
yeah,
and we're going to film it, the director would be, okay, is this a serious conversation? Is it, oh my gosh, the Silverchair director hired. We're going to shoot it in a way that has maybe serious music and maybe the camera doesn't move too much because we want to say that this is really serious. Maybe it's dangerous. And oh my gosh, what's going to happen to the Silverchair movie? Maybe the lighting is more contrasty and it's more dark in the background. But or maybe it's funny. Maybe the reaction to maybe their reaction to the script is, look at these nerds. In that case, the director would probably ask you and me as actors to kind of be like, oh, kind of, you know, exaggerate and say, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. Joe Johnston, the Silver Chair. And he would, you know, ask us to exaggerate for comedic effect.
Yeah.
So there's the script is very important for getting the story. That's a really difficult job just to get the basic story down. But then you've got to, in order to translate that to something visual and make sure that the story still makes sense, that requires a lot of interpretation. That's really difficult. So the director probably has a bigger hand in kind of how everything comes out on the other side. Not that obviously the screenwriter is very important too, obviously. And I'm pretty excited about David McGee. All right, what else we got in the forum?
I got one more comment from Narnian1. I am excited. I grew up with some of his other projects and think he is more than capable of handling Narnia, praying he doesn't disappoint.
And a lot of people think grew up with his projects. I mean, he's been involved with Star Wars. He did Jurassic Park 3, Captain America, obviously. He worked on Willow as well. So he has, and you know, for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, even that's a lot of people remember watching that when they were kids. So he has such a following. A lot of people grew up with this stuff, and now you add Narnia to that, so he's got quite a legacy, I guess, of things that mean a lot to a lot of different people. But I will say this: the assumption all this time has been that we would be getting probably a lower budget Narnia movie.
Yeah,
potentially. I think this calls that into question now. I think I've been just assuming that for the past probably 5 years since Gresham first said he wanted to do it independently if he could. But I think this calls that into question a little. Like, maybe we will be getting the Captain America size blockbuster. How does that make you feel getting kind of the, well, I'd been pushing for more of the artsy auteur kind of director, like Spike Jonze or something.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it make you feel to be getting the guy that's, I mean, I'll tell you what, I like most of his movies. He's made some good movies. But how do you feel getting more of the blockbuster franchise kind of director?
Ugh. Narnia is not just a big blockbuster, is basically where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
But Johnston, I've liked every single movie of his I've seen.
Right.
So, like, if we have to have someone who films a big blockbuster, the Silver Chair movie, Joe Johnston's not a bad choice. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty similar to where I'm at as far as, I guess my vision of the Silver Chair is probably, if you were to make the Silver Chair movie in my head, it'd probably be the kind of thing that wouldn't necessarily appeal to a mass audience.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're trying to make something that will appeal to a mass audience. And I like the way you said that. Well, if you're going to do the Narnia as a fantasy blockbuster kind of thing, if you really are dead set on doing that, then Johnson's probably one of the best possible choices out there to do that. I don't necessarily know if that's the right way to take Narnia. And in fact, I don't know if that's what they're going to do. Johnston may go in a very different direction. He may do something really, really bold. We'll see. But and what it comes down to is it's a safe choice, but I've liked his movies so far.
Well, on the note of him maybe doing something bold, on his IMDb page, the thing that actually most intrigued me was Lumen.
Which I know nothing about. Tell me more.
IMDb lists it as a TV movie, but I found one news article that said it was a pilot that TNT did not pick up. But what intrigued me was that if TNT had picked the show up, it would have appealed to the same demographic as their other fantasy show, The Librarians, which has a very similar demographic to Narnia.
And how would you describe The Librarian? Like, you're talking about being bold. Is that something you'd say is maybe not very mainstream? A little more niche-y?
A little bit, yeah. It's very nerdy. Magic, mythological creatures. In episode 3, they build a portal that goes through their broom closet.
Okay.
So if he's worked on something of a similar tone and scope, it's a little more low-key, but it's still fun. The whole family can watch it. He might bring something similar to The Silver Chair.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that would be really cool to take a direct... You know, everyone's expecting the big action franchise bombastic thing. I think it would be cool if he surprised everyone and made The Silver Chair just very quiet and character driven.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about in the previous episode about, please don't add a big battle to The Silver Chair, for example. That I think that would be really bold, I think, to not do the Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings thing. Do something maybe more in the direction of, I don't know, Spike Jonze is Where the Wild Things Are, for example. It's just a kid going on doing his thing.
Yeah.
A lot of his movies are like that. I mean, you look at, you know, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and The Rocketeer and Jumanji. So he's doing the big, loud movie thing. And then you come to October Sky, which kind of stands out on IMDb.
Yeah.
From the other movies. Now, I have not seen that, but you have, right?
Yeah. It's been several years, but...
Okay. Any thoughts from what you can remember?
I liked it. It was one of those heartwarming dramas.
Okay, heartwarming drama.
But yeah, I don't remember most of it.
Okay, do you remember what the plot of it is?
Guy wants to do space stuff.
Young, what was that actor's name? Jake Gyllenhaal?
Maybe.
Yeah, let's go with young Jake Gyllenhaal, I think. Wants to build a rocket or something like that. That's all I know about it. But a few Narnia lovers have mentioned really loving October Sky. I think that's his most well-reviewed one as well. It has like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. But I guess that's about it for now. I just, you know, again, we're still sticking to the bi-weekly format, but we just couldn't wait this long to get something out. Anything else you want to add now that we're on the brink of a brand new era of anticipating Narnia films?
I'm just really super excited. This is actually happening.
It's actually happening. And, you know, there's certainly some reasons to be optimistic, I think, looking at Joe's resume. Joe, if you're listening, we're rooting for you.
Yes.
It's a lot of pressure, of course. A lot of people that already have ideas in their head of what The Silver Chair should look like. But, you know, it means a lot to us, though. Beyond, I think I speak for everyone listening when I say beyond just being entertained. You know, we take these books really personal. And obviously the movie doesn't have to follow the book 100%. But in terms of making a movie that feels like it's worthy of the title The Silver Chair and is not just a spectacle blockbuster, you know, it means a lot to us that it'd be more than that. And, you know, I'm happy to see that you express in your YouTube channel that you do like movies to be more than that. So anyway, bottom line, we're rooting for you, Joe.
Yep.
And we'll be talking about you quite a bit over the next... Don't have a release date yet. Probably a year and a half to 2 years, I guess, is when the movie will come out. But quick reminder. Oh, quick announcement. You already know this if you've been following Narnia Web on Facebook and Twitter. But the Silver Chair themed Narnia Web shirts are coming.
Yay!
Pretty soon here. I think I'm going to get my sample shirt pretty soon. And then we'll be able to okay that and start actually selling them. And Dot's excited because you've been involved in the creative process behind what's on the back of the shirts.
I am super excited. I cannot wait to buy them.
Shirts and hoodies. So look for that hopefully pretty soon. But I call all time soon. also, don't forget to check out the Silver Chair Reading Group is still going on. Go to narniaweb.com, click on forum, and go to Silver Chair Reading Group. We're going to be discussing your responses to the threads in there in the next episode. What better time? We did not plan this. What better time to be going through The Silver Chair, kind of chapter by chapter, and breaking down what we love about it. And then right now, we're on the brink of another adaptation. Whether the movie turns out to be good or bad, excited to go on this journey, anticipating the movie. Keep checking back for the latest news, further up and further in.